Declare today's meeting open at 4:02 p.m. Welcome to the August meeting. We have all our members of council present as listed, and we have our staff present as listed. There are no apologies. I'm briefly absent as Paul Healy, Manager of Works. And we have no councillors that have been and they're unreasonable. Before I continue, I would like to remind everybody that all of our council meetings will be audio recorded. We're going to be asking a public question or making a presentation or a deputation to the issue. It will be audio recorded. Members of the public are respectfully reminded that no visual or audio recording of this meeting is allowed other than the official recording being administered by the Shire staff. Item number 3, response to previous questions taken on notice that is not. Item number 4, public question time. We'll declare public question time open at 4:03. There are no questions taken on notice. Have you received any questions for them? There's no members of the public present, so I'll close public question time. 5, applications for and previously approved leave absence and disclosure of interest. There's no previous applications approved. Did anybody wish to apply for leave?
Yeah,
it was
a September 4th
of council meeting. I have somebody to move that. Thanks for Councillor Norton. Second, thanks Councillor Mark. All those in favour of that recommendation? There's nobody against. Right. 5.3 disclosure of interest, I believe. Also, March and for item 9.3.3, approximate interest. Which will mean that Council March and I believe the room with that item. 6, petitions, deputations and presentations, there is none. 7, confirmation of minutes, 7.1, the ordinary meeting of council. If I could have somebody to move, please. 6, Councillor Barnes, are you happy to second? Yes. Councillor Barnes, did you wish to speak on that?
No.
Any other councillors? All those in favour of the recommendation? Nobody again. 7.2, other committees, there is nothing. 8, announcement by the presiding member without discussion, there is none. 9.1, regulatory service, 1.2.1, not payment is for July 2026. Councillor Norton, did you wish to speak on them? Councillor Harvey?
No.
Any other councillor wish to speak on them? In favour of the recommendations, there's nobody against.
I will mention that I did receive some questions from Councillor McHugh in relation to 4 of the items on the payment list, which I responded to this morning and copied all the councillors into the response, so we're
Thank you. 9.2.2, the monthly financial report for July 2026. Martin, we need to step a little bit. Councillor Martin,
No.
Any other councillors? Those in favour of the recommendation? Against. 1.3, Chief Executive Officer, 9.3.1, change of meeting date for September 2020.
Yeah, we've having a look at the meeting schedule, and Wednesday the 16th of September is the date that the local government convention commences. So in talking to our president, we spoke about the possibility of going back to the 23rd of September, but then we'll be away for that as well, won't you?
Yes.
So then about the possibility of moving forward a week to the 9th of September, which seems to be suitable. In fact, I won't be here for that one, but that's not the issue. I was just wondering, the recommendations there, but do we consider, cancelling the September meeting and going to the October meeting? Would that be something that council might wish to consider, given that there's, whatever business is there, we could deal with it at October meeting, or if there's something that's extremely urgent, we can call a special meeting if need be.
Thank you to councillors for a discussion before we move to a recommendation.
Don't have a September one, that's fine. It's not too much already, like, because it's too early in the last day. This is all right, is it?
Well, the 9th of September, we'll struggle to have the financial report at my level.
I'm going to bring favours just to back to October.
Friends. Even be away on that day, then we fall to for the potential to check in. Is that correct?
Yep.
So,
could we do what's only bringing up table on board the week as well? This is our services. Down the bottom of the 21st or whatever the other man needs.
So, the man on here. Thanks for
anything. Yeah. Sorry, 14th would be the Wednesday.
And I guess if that's too early for all of our finance for that period to be done, at least we'll have the finances for the September one.
Yeah.
The norm to be there.
Is that councillor having to be back for that?
Yeah.
Right,
then.
So there will be a change to this recommendation.
It's not just cancelled, is it? Is it
cancelled
for it? Rescheduled.
Not rescheduled. We're rescheduling the October meeting to the 14th. But what will we be doing on the September meeting? I'll find the proper wording for it.
Yeah.
So you're amalgamating it into the October meeting?
Yeah.
Due to a lack of quorum of staff and councillors, there will be no meeting held in September.
Yeah.
Due to selected dates not being suitable.
Yeah.
And perhaps to move that renewal for the meeting forward. Recommendation is that the September meeting will not go ahead due to the lack of the quorum of staff and councillors due to the absence of the CEO and absence of certain councillors over different weeks. Number two will be that the October meeting will be held on Wednesday the 14th. Thank you for that. March and second.
Do you
wish to add anything, Councillor
Marchant?
No. All those in favour of the recommendation? All those against? 1.3.2, the Roma Convention. Self-explanatory. Boomer, please. Councillor Norton, Stephens. Councillor Norton, did you wish to speak on that?
No.
Councillor Harkin?
No.
Did anyone else wish to speak on
that? No.
Was in favour of the recommendation? No. Nobody thanks. 1.3.3, application to keep additional building slot 138 Walker Street. That's the March and President of expressing some interest so that we can move to Maple Green.
All 12.
Mm-hmm. So did you need to do that grant before we move to the recommendation?
Yep.
And council having to speak on this within our standing rules if anyone next.
Please stand and stand, boys. Is that okay? Like, if we have a question,
request, yes. We can move that.
Yeah, I'll just send it to you. Is it 7.5, isn't it?
Second. All those in favour of the recommendation? Can I move that we reinstate our standard rules? Have somebody move that, please. Councillor McHugh and Councillor Parkin. All those in favour of the recommendation? Carry. So we'll go to the recommendation as written with the adjustment to 2F saying that the dogs must be desexed within the next 3 to 6 month period. Move for that, please. Second, Councillor Harvey. All those in favour? Against?
5-1.
5-1. Thank you, everybody. Clark should drop in. Recommendation has carried 5-1, that added stipulation at 2F that the dog will be assessed in the 3 to 6 month period.
Yeah.
5.3.5, the Fortunes Amendment Local Law Adoption. Peter, do you want to speak on this any further, or would you like to go straight to the recommendation?
It's been a long-winded process, but I think we're almost getting there. And as I mentioned previously during the forum, is that this is not a done deal just yet, because we've now got to go through the process of gazetting and sending it off to the Joint Standing Committee on Delegated Legislation again, and hopefully everything will be ticked off for all of the consultation work that we've already done. But the problem with the Joint Standing Committee is that they can only review legislation, they can't review draft legislation. So if they now get this and they find that there's a word spelled backwards or something along those lines, well, they'll be back at us. But quite often, if it's a very simple error that they want rectified, they'll give us 12 months in which to do so.
Lovely, thank you. And
that
answers applies to all the that they're going to set with that, I will just go straight to the recommendation and call for the new topic. Happy to second the personal issue?
Yep.
Councillor McHugh, did you pardon the motion? Any other councillor?
We touched on this last time, as it will come up. Are we able to go through and,
the approval, rather than going through the individually, because they all fall on the block. Are we able to do it in the block? Is that what council would like? Get through a little bit more. Yeah, more than happy to do that. I'm happy to do that. I may just say, President, and it's what we'll do, is we'll still show them as individual.
Yeah,
but we'll have the same move in second, and then it will.
Yep, that's it. Councillor McHugh, you remember? Yeah. So everybody is aware that we now move on to the three and then the local laws adoption on the block. Councillor McHugh, moving to Councillor North. Everybody in favour of the recommendation? Nobody against. So that brings us to 9.4, the manager of works, 9.4.1, the manager of works report. We've all had a chance to read the report. If Alex has nothing further to add to that report, we will just go straight to the recommendation that it is adopted. Martin? Yes. Just a second. Councillor Hathorn, would you?
No.
All those in favour of the recommendation? Nobody against? New business of election nature, there is none. Matters for which the meeting may close, there is none. Thank Council for the input today and staff, and I'll close the meeting at 4:33.